Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
This morning, Roland is in Albany, New York.
Yes, sir. Talk to the New York Association of Black and Puerto Rican Legislators last night for the annual gala. And let's just say got a little fiery in the room.
Gets fiery where you are, Roland.
Well, you know, got to do what you got to do. We'll be at Grambling on tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And Harris Stowe on Wednesday.
Must be Black History Month.
Yes, Lord, yes. I am on the Bring the Funk Tour. Is in full effect in 7 cities this week. So looking forward to that. So all said hello. Tom, a lot of folks do not realize something significant is going on in Baltimore. And that is Marilyn Mosby, state's attorney, is under massive attack. A federal judge has allowed the lawsuit, a malicious lawsuit, to go forward, filed by several of the police officers who she charged in the Freddie Gray case. They're suing her, saying, how dare you file charges against us? Also, another gadfly has filed a lawsuit. He is trying to take her law license as a result of that as well. Joining us right now is Monique Presley, of course, attorney in D.C., and also works with the National Bar Association on a variety of issues. And Monique, what is stunning here is that, in essence, what these cops are saying is to Marilyn Mosby, how dare you do your job and try us for the death of Freddie Gray?
That's exactly right. So what they are saying in this civil lawsuit is that her and the person from the sheriff's office who actually drafted the probable cause document were just taking part in a malicious prosecution, that they were defamed, that there was an invasion of privacy. They had several other claims that the judge has now thrown out, but these are ones that have survived, and the judge has now said that even while Marilyn Mosby is appealing the decision for the case to go forward, he's going to allow discovery in the case. So that means that the Attorney General's office has to keep defending her and that they're pushing forward for documents and depositions while this is happening. And the reason this is terrible is because, obviously, Roland, this is a chilling effect for the one prosecutor out of how many who are bold enough to actually file charges and try to bring a case forward against police officers who are involved in the death of a young Black man. And because she did so boldly, they're trying to sit her down and say, oh, no, you don't. And that's exactly what we can't allow.
I've never seen this before where somebody charged criminally, they're going after her for doing her job.
Well, they're going after her for doing her job, and that does happen. There are prosecutors all over the country who have, you know, criminal defendants whose cases ultimately are not successful, and once the case isn't successful, they try to say that it's malicious prosecution. But these cases usually do not go forward because prosecutors enjoy absolute immunity for the decisions they make in charging these cases. And these particular plaintiffs are trying to get around that and say that because Marilyn Mosby couldn't trust the cops to investigate and got her own investigative team involved in order to figure out what happened to Freddie Gray, that somehow takes her outside of the immunity standard. It pierces the veil of immunity, which is ridiculous. But again,
that's messed up.
Yeah, and it scares prosecutors because, frankly, prosecutors don't want to be in this position, never mind prosecutors of color. It is hard enough to get our folks to go into this field, especially in this climate, where they know anything that they do, where they use their discretion in order to actually try to make a statement to police officers and charge them for what they do, they know that they're going to meet this kind of backlash.
Well, then you have the guy who's some college professor who wants to take her law license.
Yes. And look, neither one of these cases is expected to prevail on the part of those who are bringing them. It's ridiculous for them to be trying to do this to Maryland. But here's the point. It's in the bringing of the action.
Right. It's a distraction.
The same judges who, again after again, found that there was not enough on the law to actually convict these officers, have asked for, from what I'm hearing, this outcry against prosecutors even bringing the charges. And look, you're not supposed to have a guarantee of success in order to bring a charge. There's a probable cause document. And there was a district court judge, a grand jury, and even the trial judge who said there was enough probable cause. So it is absurd to say after the fact, after these cases made it all the way to trial for three of them, that now Marilyn Mosby was doing this in her own interest or doing this in a malicious manner. And they even say that the speech that she gave at the courthouse steps somehow defamed them and invaded their privacy. Now, look, as a Black woman, I take exception. Just because we stand and say what it is we have to say without fear or favor and with boldness doesn't mean that she invaded privacy or that she defamed anyone in doing it. She went straight by the books of what was in her charging document and should not have to go through this for that.
And would they have done this to anybody who had not been a Black woman?
Well, look, I mean, it's not getting done. You know, there's only 7 cases, I think, now in the United States in the past year and a half where an officer has actually been charged regarding someone's death or an officer-involved shooting, and there are none malicious prosecution cases for those other ones. So what does that tell us?
Well, we also know that in Baltimore, they have tremendous, tremendous coverage because of their contract, and the Fraternal Order of Police backs them significantly. And you said it earlier, this is about a chilling effect. We have social justice DAs who have been elected now who are concerned about these issues in Cook County, in Cuyahoga County, in Houston, other places. These cops are basically sending the signal, don't you dare go after anybody wearing a uniform for what you think is wrongdoing.
And it has to be that they're getting the support not just of the Fraternal Order of Police, but many times they're getting outside funding that's infused into those organizations. And it's not really about some people, even on our side, are saying, well, the cases were tried imperfectly. She overreached what she charged. At least she stepped up to the plate and swung her bat. We've got to support people who are willing to go out there, stick themselves on the line in order to charge these officers.
And is that including the mayor, who doesn't seem to be supporting her anymore, or Stephanie Rawlings Blake not supporting her either?
From what I can tell, that is kind of a political internal fight that's going on. But so far, it seems like the city is backing Marilyn Mosby's decision that she had the right to charge. So we're going to have to see what happens as this unfolds.
This is hashtag defend Marilyn Mosby. Dom, they want to shut her down. If you want to beat her at the ballot box,
right. But
not this crap.
Are the judges that are hearing these cases, are they Black?
In this instance, no. In this instance, no. But here's the reason why we all have to speak out. No matter the color of the judge, we expect our judiciary to do their job. And we have to send that clear message. This is not just Marilyn Mosby. It affects the whole country.
Marilyn Mosby is under severe attack, Tom.
Yeah, my homegirl from Tuskegee. Yeah.
Monique, thanks a lot.
Next.
Great job, Monique Presley. Thank you.
Yeah.